Babylon. You know, when you first start out trying to figure out what Babylon is, you go in a lot of different directions. But actually, Babylon is all around you. It's actually your flesh mind. It's the old Adam. But it manifests in front of you through the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the Illuminati, the sun worship, the planet, they worship the planets, the witches calling down the moon, the warlocks, the witches, the Wiccans, all religions. And what is it? It's a works-based system trying to be good enough to meet some kind of standard that God will accept. They're trying to escape the judgment of God, and they're trying to live forever. Babylon is fake reality. They're gaslighting everybody, even themselves. They think they can escape the judgment seat of God, and they think they can live forever because of Genesis 3. If you eat of the fruit, you shall live forever. So that's where the Kabbalism comes in. They think knowledge or gnosis or Gnosticism will let them live forever via knowledge, right? But you must be born again. If you want to live forever, you got to be born again. You got to admit you're a sinner. And so the whole system is to cover the sin, to worship the human, the clay body, which is just an avatar, to worship themselves. They want to worship themselves. They want to worship their knowledge. They want to worship their achievements. They want to worship their buildings. They want to come together as a hive mind, under a queen bee hive is what they think. They're trying to usurp God the Father, make God the Mother as the leader, you know. It's Mother Mary worship. It's creation. They worship the creation instead of the creator. And so what is Babylon? Babylon is a system. Just like the movie The Matrix said. It's not a digital thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's a system set up by the devil to keep you so focused on the cares of this world that you don't look above. It keeps you focused on trying to achieve and reach your potential and reach to the stars and go to the stars, and you can be some great somebody, you know. And they put it in all the, when you're growing up as a child, they put it in the Superman, the Flash, the superheroes. Now they've got the Netflix series, the superheroes, and people think they can rise up and be something that they're not, you know. The only way to rise up is to die daily. The only way to make it in the cube is either you're going to be a part of the hive mind or you're going to have to die daily. Die to your own understanding. Die to your own will. Stand on the word, you know. But it's not just Hollywood. And it's not just the big corporations. It's in people's church, in their home, in their heart. It's not just Hollywood. It's not just the United Nations. It's not just the monetary system. It's in your heart. And so the only way Babylon is going to fall is completely destroyed. You know, when Israel would go in and destroy, God told them, destroy that nation, you know. You could question God and you could say, well, why, God? Well, think about it. That nation, if God knew the future, he knew the past and he knew the future. If that nation was to grow, that nation would corrupt the whole world. Just like the USA spreading their movies and all their stuff, their system to the whole world, you know. But it's not just the USA, it's all of them. They're all connected. Everything's connected. Long story short, Babylon is the 666 cube flesh mind. It's people pleasing, trying to get your identity in the natural instead of your identity in Christ. It's the Lucifer light instead of the Yahweh light. There's a greater light, the sun, And there's a lesser light, the moon. Now the moon is lunar, lunacy. It rules the night. The sun rules the day. And notice when the sun shines, you can't hardly see the moon. Because the greater light drowns out the lesser light. And so the moon rules at night, right? And it's a reflection, right? So what is not the king of Tyre is the king of the flesh. The flesh is dark. The flesh is death. The flesh is going down. And so the lesser light, which is Lucy light, Luciferian light, those are the occults. Those are those are the people who are in the occult, who try to get their light from Lucifer. And like a sister in Christ told me one time, I said, "Why?" I said, why do so many women go into this New Age stuff? She said, "The Genesis 3, Eve fell." And I spent many years thinking about it. The woman's the flesh side of man. And so the flesh, whether it's a man or a woman, the flesh side wants to get knowledge apart from God and His Word, to try to get some kind of insight without God or without His Word. So the flesh mind, man or woman, goes into idolatry and fake reality. And so the night is the evening, or Eve. Eve is a piece cut off from Adam being cut back in. And so the partial light, which is the moon, leads to isms and cults, cults and isms. And those cults and isms are not whole, they're partial. You know, people talk about gematria. That's a slither of the truth. That's not even close. And then you get all these people that don't rightly divide the word of truth. They don't rightly divide the Bible. And so because they don't rightly divide it and put it into a whole, they have piecemeal truth, you know. And so it takes years. It takes a long time. I'm not beating anybody up. I'm just saying that the evening is the night. The moon goes around the earth 28 days, lunar. And they'll tell you that if two women are in the same house, I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard. Other women say it too, that if two women are in the same house, their periods start to line up, which it could just be just overlapping, and they think it does, and it really doesn't. But anyway, the moon is tied to the woman, the 28-day cycle. That's why you have to pay your bills every 30 days, 28 days. The bill comes due because Eve dropped us all down into the flesh mind, which is really Adam. She's a piece cut off. So Adam dropped us all down when he stepped into the flesh mind, right? Because he didn't have to listen he had to go down with the ship because of the typology of Christ, the Lamb slain before the foundation world, and Jesus went down with the ship for the church, you know. So it had to be a sacrificial typology. And so no matter who you are, any man out there, there's going to be situations come where you're going to have to sacrifice for a woman. It might be a stranger, but you're going to have to sacrifice for a woman at some point in your life. And it might be a long period of time because the typology holds. It might be at church, it might be at home, it might be on the job. You're going to have to sacrifice because it's just the way this whole reality is set up. So to be a man, get ready because there's going to be sacrifice. This whole system is based on the Lamb slain before the foundation world. And the Lucy light, the lesser light, the Luciferian light, is pretty much people trying to see into the light through the fake light. But they're only getting a little small pinhole view of it, you know? So if the sun is reflecting off the moon and you're seeing light from the sun through the moon, then the devil, Lucifer, the Antichrist, he's going to give you some partial truth. He might give you 99% truth in about a situation. But he's going to tell you that one little lie, you know. Hath God said, you shall not surely die. You can be your own God. And so, you can look at the moon and see the evening, the day, you can see the night versus the day, because the sun is the day. S-O-N, it sounds like sun. So the sun rules the day, and the moon rules the night. That's why they want to draw down the moon. It's nighttime. It's evening. Eve. P.M. P.M.S. Adam is A-D-A-M. A-D means toward. Toward Adam. Toward the day. And so it's built into every human that you've got the flesh mind and you've got the spirit mind. Well, if you're not saved, you don't have the spirit mind. But it's a struggle once you get saved. The struggle is there. Before you get saved, you're only in the flesh mind. And so after you get saved, there's that struggle. Flesh mind, spirit mind. It's the sine wave. It's the up and down. You see it at the cross. Jesus became sin for us, but he rose from the dead. And so that sine wave struggle, flesh mind, spirit mind, flesh mind, spirit mind, that is the struggle. That is the story. And it's happening every moment of every day, moment by moment by moment by moment. Should I go to sleep right now? Or should I be rebellious and stay awake and waste my time? Or should I get rest my vessel, you know? Should I eat the right kind of food? Or should I eat junk food? Should I take vengeance? Or should I let God repay? Romans 12:20. We already know the answer. Because if you take vengeance, God is going to take vengeance on you. He's not even going to, if you take vengeance on somebody, he's not going to judge that person. Period. Because you've already took vengeance. And you're going to judge yourself by doing that. The Illuminati are trying to be illuminated by the moon or the lesser light or the night or the dark side. So the dark side is trying to get illumination and try to usurp the light. And that's why the Chinese have the yin and yang symbol. The flesh always persecutes the spirit, and the flesh is the dark side chasing the light. Wile E. Coyote is always chasing the roadrunner. And you don't fight with Wile E. Coyote, because Wile E. Coyote has no power unless you do fight. It's the same as the Jezebel spirit. As long as you fight with them, they win. You quit fighting, there's nothing. They're going to try to get your attention, but you just keep on doing your thing. You just keep doing your routine, doing your thing. Anyway, so the Babylonian system is the flesh side of man. And the flesh side of man is the Draco Ma drama system. And it's a wave trying to drown you. And Jesus allegorically, literally and allegorically, he walked on water. What is water? Waves. Waves of the sea. If you look up the word sea and you follow it back, it goes back to dragon. The waves of the sea, the dragon, the devil. Whether the devil is in the ocean, has a house in the ocean or not, it probably... Who knows? But the seat of Satan, we know, was Pergamos way back. The seat of Satan now is probably the Vatican, the Holy See. They want to see through the dark side. That's why they got bones under their church. And so, man, who's a zombie, who's a puppet of the devil, is trying to see into the light without being saved, without admitting they're a sinner, without getting born again. That's what's happening. It's so simple, but we make it complicated. But when you take all the data points, it goes back to really a simple truth. You either run to the lesser light, which is Lucifer, which is Lucy, or you run to Yahweh, Elohim, Jesus, God the Father, the greater light, or the light, the sun, S-O-N or S-U-N, But we don't worship the sun. It's just a type and shadow. Objects point to a higher lesson. And Jesus is the light of the world. And so if you want to go to the flesh mind, take some DMT or mushrooms or whatever, and you want to go to the flesh mind and try to see into the spirit realm through those, you're gonna get messed up. You're gonna get confused. But if you open up that Bible and you read John 3:16, for God so loved the world that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, and boom, you get the greater light. You don't have to mess with the lesser light. You get the greater light, right? It all fits. You won't hear this in church because the 501(c)(3) is part of the lesser light. It's a distraction. That's why when you go to the 501(c)(3), they put you back under legalism. You touch not, taste not, handle not. Don't do this. Don't say this. Don't go to the movie. Don't do this. Don't do this. But once you get the truth, you don't have anybody. You don't have to be told not to do it. You just know it's a waste of time. It's fake reality. So Babylon is fake reality. Your flesh mind is fake reality. Your flesh is your worry, your fear, your doubt. It's all fake reality because God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he's going to take care of you. He don't want you to be lazy. Laziness is fake reality. He wants you to take the opportunity. When he puts the opportunity out there, you step into it, you know? It's really simple. There's two kinds in the world. Those who follow the lesser light and those who follow the true light. That's it in a nutshell.